The Council Held by Rats. Old Rodillard, a certain cat, such havoc of the rats had made, 'twas difficult to find a rat with nature's debt unpaid. The few that did remain, to leave their holes afraid, from usual food abstain, not eating half their fill. And wonder no one will, that one who made of rats his revel with rats passed not for cat, but devil. Now, on a day, this dread rat-eater, who had a wife, went out to meet her. And while he held his caterwauling, the unkilled rats, their chapter calling, discussed the point in grave debate, how they might shun impending fate. Their dean, a prudent rat, thought best and better soon than late to bell the fatal cat, that when he took his hunting round, the rats, well cautioned by the sound, might hide in safety underground. Indeed, he knew no other means, and all the rest at once confessed their minds were with the dean's. No better plan, they all believed, could possibly have been conceived. No doubt the thing would work right well, if anyone would hang the bell. But, one by one, said every rat, "I'm not so big a fool as that." The plan, knocked up in this respect, the council closed without effect. And many a council I have seen, or reverend chapter with its dean, that thus resolving wisely, fell through like this precisely. To argue or refute, wise counsellors abound. The man to execute is harder to be found.